Hi, and welcome to today's edition of our podcast, Understanding Superannuation. Now, today I'm going to be referring to a really interesting report that came out this week, written by the Australian Stock Exchange, the ASX. Now, the ASX is a listed company, but it also provides a very important service. It provides all the trading and clearinghouse services. Quite an interesting business, lots of areas there, but it creates obviously the market credibility and the place where we can make sure that prices are trusted. And it's really important for investors to, I suppose, understand the role of what the exchange does in our market. What they've also done is they obviously have, you know, institutions they deal with, the big fund managers, the big custodians, the options traders, the futures, the shares, and they also help companies list. So they've got various stakeholders, I suppose, company management, analysts, investors, and individual investors, right down to the retail investors. So the managing director of the CASX has, I suppose, engaged this report, and it's very comprehensive, quite a long report. We're going to talk about what we can learn from that, because investment trends are changing and people are looking for different things. Back in the day when I was starting out, you know, to buy shares wasn't actually that easy. You had to sort of go to a full service stockbroker. They were quite expensive. And then the online brokers came to the market. And there were lots of them to start with, but really now there's a few big ones like CommSec. But in the beginning, there must have been, you know, probably 20 online brokers at one stage. And that enabled people in the first sort of dot-com boom in the early 2000s, that enabled people to go in and buy shares. And what happened was a lot of people went and bought shares and then lost their money, or, you know, didn't really realize what they were doing. And they might have made some money, then they lost it. And then the dot-com crash, the first dot-com crash happened, and people sort of got out of there. At the same time, the sort of financial advice industry was growing. It came out of the growth of the super industry. And as we know now, superannuation is, you know, over $3 trillion. And it's a really important asset class. So more and more people are engaged with investing. They're aware that they could buy shares, they could buy exchange-traded funds, but there's a real lack of education around what that really means and how to build a diverse portfolio. And that's what we're seeing. So I'm just going to go through some key stats on this report and see if you align with any parts of it. They've broken it down into age groups, so 18 to 24, 25 to 49, 50 to 64, and then you're 65 plus. About 58% are male and 42% female. The median portfolio size is $170,000. 44% of those have a diversified portfolio, so that's really interesting. And 48% prefer stable returns. And 22% began investing in the last 2 years. So this whole COVID thing, when people were at home, they were obviously in front of their computer all day and Googling and whatever and going, oh, actually, I might buy some shares. And I think that whole crypto environment brought that in as well. So people started to get invested and thought, oh, I'm invested, I'm interested. And then it went from there and they thought, oh, maybe I'll buy a few shares as well. So we're seeing, you know, a lot of people have never invested, and there's a lot of people who invested and never invested again. So close to 2 million people invested once and have never invested again, according to the ASX. And there's, you know, under their stats, millions of people who've actually never invested at all, obviously in the Australian market, which makes sense. Okay, so next part they looked at was the top investment challenges. So we've seen the sort of demographics. The biggest challenge, number one, was people just don't know who to trust. They go online, there's all sorts of rubbish on there, of course, and there's some good stuff and bad stuff, but 34%, so a third of people basically saying, I don't know who to trust. I'm on there trying to work out what to buy or sell, but no idea. And the next highest challenge was they just don't know what to invest in. So the next thing was, you know, they don't know then how to analyze the performance of their investment. And that's something I've seen over the last 25 years of advising. That's a really interesting point, because people aren't unsure what performance sort of really means and how to track it and what it compare it to. Another real concern, another huge concern, is that people just aren't comfortable that the product providers are putting their interests first. And that's been a massive problem in the industry, and it's still going on despite lots and lots of the legislation. You know, is that investment that's advertising on the radio or on the paper, are they really interested in me, the investor, or are they invested in themselves? And we've just seen so many cases of, unfortunately, product providers putting their interests before investors. And it's another high challenge is, again, it sort of ties into not knowing what to invest, but again, how do I identify the best things to invest in? So you've almost got, over 75% of people using advice or want to. And then there's 9% who've actually tried to use a robo advice or micro investing type platform. And those sort of sites you see out there like Raiz, RAIZ.com, have done a pretty good job, but not much education, but pretty good job of giving some people some access. All right, next thing they went through was some of these themes. So ESG, huge in the world at the moment, and 31% are ESG conscious. I don't know if that's surprising or whatever, but only 31%. Maybe I thought that might have been a bit higher. And that's growing probably, I suppose. It's probably come from a very low base. And cryptocurrency. So, cryptocurrency, we're going to do a podcast in the next couple of days on crypto. Trying to catch the guy, Coops, if you're listening. We're going to do something because, hey, we don't recommend cryptocurrency, all right? I mean, this is a general advice platform. I'm not saying I'm recommending it. But just like the early dot-com boom where everything had a dot-com in it and things went crazy and then most of them disappeared, I think that's what we'll see in the crypto thing. We'll see lots of these things disappear, but at the end of it, there will be something. There'll be something left. And, how do you know what's left and what's worth if it is worth investing in? So really interested to speak to Coops, who's in that space, to start to understand what's I suppose what cream is left from the fallout and what to look out for. Interestingly though, in the survey, a lot of people are still interested in crypto, but the average amount invested was about $5,000. So look at that and go, phew, people shouldn't be putting too much into stuff they don't know much about. So you don't want to, lose your house over something that's highly speculative. All right, so we move into then Australia as some stats around investments. Now, Australians are actually, our marketplace is probably one of the most developed investment marketplaces in the world. And that's attributable to, despite some criticism, things around Australia, we're actually a highly educated country. Therefore, that leads to many people being at least high school educated and tertiary educated, very high up on world standards there. Yes, we could do better as a country, but we're pretty high up there. And that leads to people having jobs, having good income, having relatively high incomes, and then they look to invest. Now, every Australian from the day they start working, because of the compulsory super system, you're an investor because your money's going into, whether you like it or not, into some investments, whether it's Australian shares, international shares, cash, etc. And so everyone needs to understand this and understand more about it, or what's going on. So as we flow through, we've seen a lot of people starting to, get more involved and get more involved in investing, and start to build up portfolios and start to, whether they buy a share or an exchange traded fund or they buy a managed fund, they're really starting to get a feel for it and starting to understand it. And ETFs have been a real success as well. I actually was in a video on ETFs back in, I think, 2009 when they first launched in the Australian market. So they've been around a long time. And people get a bit confused about what they are, but really it's a managed investment that's just able to be traded on the exchange, which makes it a bit more easy to access and a bit easier to trade than the traditional managed fund. And the benefit of that is you're diversifying. You're not just buying one share. That ETF would typically hold lots and lots of shares. It might hold the top 100 Australian companies. It might hold thousands of international shares. It could hold bonds, property, etc. So it gives you some diversification. And you can buy really low cost in ETFs, exchange traded funds. You can now buy pretty much anything, gold, silver, all sorts of markets. There's a huge array of things. And that comes down to the problem of there's just so much choice out there and how do you know what to buy? The thing with ETFs and what we're seeing is that unfortunately most people just go and they buy one thing only. So they're not really building out a diversified portfolio. When they look at the personal goals and things that people want to achieve, the most biggest thing that people want to save for is go on a holiday. There you go. That's pretty cool. Next one was they want to get their finances in order. They want to pay down debt. They know that pay down debt might become a high priority with higher interest rates. They want to help out the family. They want to save for something big, a bit broad there. And then down to planning for retirement. So about 20% of people wanted to plan for retirement. About 15% want to buy an investment property. About only, interestingly, or About you know up to about 30%. So that's all right. About 30% want to buy a home to live in. Thought that might have been a bit higher, and the list goes down. So interestingly, saving for a holiday is one of the highest things, which is probably an Australian thing as well. We love our holidays and our travel. How do people do it? Most people, again, this is an ASX survey, so it's obviously people trading on the ASX, so you'd expect that most people are obviously looking to buy shares through an online sort of broking system. That's really interesting. And then the next most important or higher priority was looking through a planner or advisor. And then the list goes down. Only a very small amount looking to purchase through a robo-advice tool. So again, online broking is a very common investment platform. Now I'm going to jump down here. There's lots and lots in this report. We'll put a link to it in the show link because it's really interesting. No point in reading out every part of it. Interestingly, the trust in the industry is actually improving. So we're seeing trust return a bit into the sector, and even the banks. So their trust factors are starting to improve despite the last couple of years. People are starting to see them again as somewhere they could possibly get advice. As you'd expect, self-managed super funds are quite active in the investment space and have the higher average balances. But what I wanted to get to, and an interesting part of this, is where people are getting their information. And this is where Scientium is built. So Scientium is built to provide access to people to buy and sell stuff. But what we want, before they go and buy and sell, we want them to go through some education. Now, not everyone wants to be educated online. We get that. It's not a patronizing service. It's about doing your own research, but having somewhere where you can track that and attend sessions and do your own research and find things and ask questions and create that ecosystem and reach out to a qualified advisor if you need to by booking in just a really short, sharp session, but being able to access, YouTube-type videos, make comments on it, be part of a community, book in, as I said, book in times, attend sessions, watch short videos, watch longer videos if you want, but really be that source of education. And again, one of the biggest things at the start of this was the survey showed that people are just unsure what to do. They get online and then they go, what do I do now? So where are people getting their information right now? So under this survey, the most common place for people to get information on investments is actually on YouTube videos. Wow, I found that really interesting. So YouTube is becoming one of the biggest search engines in the world now. The next most popular or sought after was online reading materials and short videos, like 5 to 10 minutes. And then people want short one-on-one sessions. Email, less and less popular. Group seminars, pretty popular. Bite-sized videos, really, really interesting. And then it drops down. Social media is really high. About 35% of people search for things on social media. And about 22% want step-by-step tutorials of how to invest. So right at the top there, YouTube videos, followed by short videos, one-on-one little sessions, and then and down into social media searches. So again, on Scientium, we've built that platform. If you're interested, check out scientium.com.au. And if you're an advisor, you can white label a solution for your own clients. And that's what people want. So we've built that out for you. So again, I'm going to show this report online. I think it's really interesting if you're an investor, but also if you're an advisory business. This is where people are going. We talk to advisors all the time, and they're still very traditional of how they're putting information out there, and it's very by email and stuff like that. And that's the market started to tell us that they don't want that anymore. They want digital. They want to engage with video. They want to be able to just have short, sharp meetings and calls. They don't want to be having 1.5 hour updates. So let's build something that talks to that audience, rather than be an industry that sticks to the past. Because what will happen is that people will just go around it, and that's already happening. So if you're an advisor, an accountant, you need to start to offer something that's digital and gives people access to this so you can build the business of the future. Thanks for listening in. Again, check out scientium.com.au. Reach out to us. Love to help you, and appreciate you listening in, of course. Hi, I'm Nigel Baker, and thanks for listening in to our podcast, Understanding Your Superannuation. We built to help share the knowledge around super and make this information much more accessible. We've written a book, and we've also launched our website, scientium.com.au, which allows people to access courses, education, book in a time with an expert or an accountant or an advisor. You can also interact. You can go through a journey and start with a basic course and lead up to much more advanced information if you wish. And on that site, we built it to be interactive. You can chat, you can ask questions, but really it's about you doing your own research and giving you access to financial advice and access to an advice firm or an expert and a way to learn more about money and finance without having to, pay the traditional costs. If you're younger or just starting out, you don't need to go through perhaps that whole process. We're qualified financial advisors, so we see the huge value in that. But we know that not everyone needs full advice. So what we built Scientium for was to bridge that gap and give you access to high quality information from qualified people rather than search for it randomly. So sign in, have a look. Thanks for listening into this podcast. But if you can have a look at the site, check it out. It's free to access to start with, and it'd be great to see you online. Thanks for listening in. So thanks so much for listening in to today's podcast. Just remember, it is general information. If you need personal advice, please seek an advisor or go to our website, scientium.com.au. Log in and we can direct you if you need more help. Also, we just want to remind you, if you're loving this stuff, please like and subscribe and share it around. We're really enjoying spreading the word around Super and hope you enjoy it. So please do like and look out for the next episode. Cheers.